This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You know, the word tariff has been bandied about quite a bit this primary season, sometimes coherently, sometimes not. Today, a real-life example of how trade barriers work and what happens in the actual global economy. The Obama administration has filed a complaint against China over chicken. No, it's not sexy. It's not, I don't know, cold-rolled steel or something. But the White House says China is ignoring the rules of the International Trade Road, of the World Trade Organization specifically, by putting import duties on American poultry. It's a relatively small chunk of the billions of dollars in trade that goes back and forth between the two countries. But rules, the White House says, is rules. Marketplace's Andy Euler gets us going.
Trading with China isn't easy. China likes to protect its own producers, especially food producers. David Dollar is a senior fellow in the China Center at the Brookings Institution. He says this chicken case is a microcosm of how the U.S. deals with China on trade issues.
The U.S. is a little bit frustrated that China seems to be following the rules. This is all within the rules of the WTO, but it's frustrating, and in some ways it doesn't meet the spirit of free trade.
U.S. poultry producers had a foot in the door of China's huge market, or more accurately, a chicken foot. In 2009, the U.S. shipped chicken parts worth more than $250 million to China. Chicken feet and wingtips are a popular snack there. Here, they're generally ground into pet food. Tom Super is with the National Chicken Council.
We're certainly not deep frying chicken paws and chicken feet and eating them as buffalo wings here in the U.S. So, you know, the sale of these products adds considerable value to the industries.
In 2010, China imposed a 100% tax on our chicken parts. Chinese farmers claimed American poultry producers were selling parts below fair market value. 3 years ago, the U.S. won a claim before the World Trade Organization over these duties. The Chinese lowered the tariff to about 70%. And U.S. chicken producers still want to export more.
We export about 18 to 20%, so that's one out of every 5 pounds of chicken we send overseas or to Mexico or Canada. So any export market we can open up is welcome news for us.
Unfortunately for American poultry producers, it's not that simple. A couple of years ago, China imposed an import ban on all poultry products from the U.S. because of an outbreak in bird flu. And it'll still take a couple of years for a WTO ruling to take effect. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.